The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Ball is safe from going out of bounds. It's picked up by Farmer. Farmer runs it down the near sideline for St. Cecilia. Gets away from Woodward. Drives it down the right side of the lane. In the lane. Her shot good, and she's fouling the play. And Farmer will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play.
This afternoon, it's a Tri-Cities battle from Hastings as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Cam Moore out of the three-point arc gives it to Mestel. Tyler for three, up and in. Tyler Mestel, a three to go with a couple of free throws, and the Stars have cut it back to six.
The Hastings St. Cecilia girls handed Minden their first loss of the season on Thursday night. They're looking to end another undefeated season this afternoon. The Kearney Catholic boys will face a similar test, as St. Cecilia boys are undefeated and ranked number one in Class C2. It's the Stars and Bluehawks coming up next, but first, the New Tech C pregame show. We'll take you live to Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech C.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting you ready for game two of today's Tri-City doubleheader between the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the Kearney Catholic Stars. The Bluehawk boys, a perfect 12-0, ranked number one in C2. They've been tested three or four times. Kearney Catholic, up and down this year, sets at 7-6. We just saw an outstanding girls basketball game with Hastings St. Cecilia beating Kearney Catholic 52-50. Stars' three-pointer at the buzzer was off the mark to win it, and Kearney Catholic suffers their first loss of the year to go to 13-1, and St. Cecilia beats Minden and Kearney Catholic in back-to-back games, who were both undefeated. They go to 11-2. Will the boys' game be near as good as the girls'? It's almost impossible, but will it be as competitive? It could be. We'll find out how it plays out and look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the visiting Stars of Kearney Catholic, number 10 is a 5'11" junior, Tyler Mestel. Number 13, 6'1" senior, Zach Jackson. Number 14, 5'11" sophomore, Brady Holtmeyer. Number 22, 6'2" senior, John Masker. And number 23, 5'9" senior, Harrison Pierce. Head coach of the Stars is Scott Carlin, an Adams Central grad, assisted by Don Lease, A.J. Landon, Bob Langan, Alex Lease, and Matt Johnson. The Stars are 7-6 on the season. For St. Cecilia, number 3 is 6'2 sophomore Grant Schmidt. Number 14, 6'4 junior Derek Boyd. Number 15, 6'2 junior Brooks Asher. Number 20, 6'5 junior Zach Kitten. And number 25, 6'2 junior Seth Kierkegaard. There is not a senior on this St. Cecilia team. So if you think they're good now, what will the next season bring? But they're rolling now. Head coach Kevin Asher, assisted by Greg Burnt, Mike Alsman, and Phil Baumgart. 12-0 on the season, ranked number one in C2. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're close to tip. It's coming up next on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Randy Ahrens and the crew here for their hospitality. You've been listening to the Newtek Seed pre-game show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of Newtek Seed. Newtek, your yield leaders. Contact the Newtek Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Newtek Seed. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, ready to tip it off here in the boys' portion of tonight's, or in this case, this afternoon's doubleheader here on Classic Hits. Don't forget Kearney High at Grand Island, tipping off at 5:15 on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Masker will jump it up for Kearney Catholic, Kitten for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia with the taller lineup, and Zach Jackson snuck in and grabbed the loose basketball, and St. Cecilia will see a three go up. Masker hits it. John Masker hits the three-point bucket. St. Cecilia hit a three to start the game in the girls' contest. Kearney Catholic scored off the opening tip in both the boys' and the girls' game. 3-0, Kearney Catholic, and they'll have to hit some threes today. A three to try and answer for St. Cecilia by Kierkegaard is no good. Rebound brought down by Zach Kitten. All juniors and one sophomore and Grant Schmidt in the lineup as they try to lob it down low. They get it to Boyd. Boyd backs up, fires from four, and scores. Derek Boyd gets St. Cecilia on the board. 3-2, Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia can play both styles. They can get you into the 60s. They can drum you down into the low 40s, even the upper 30s. Masker off a couple of picks, tries another long jumper from the left corner. Should have shot it from three because he was a couple feet over the rim. And the rebound brought down by Zach Kitten. So the first minute is in the books, and Kearney Catholic with a 3-2 lead here at St. Cecilia. Both teams playing man-to-man. Could Kearney Catholic go to zone? That's what helped Minden stay close for a while on Thursday. And St. Cecilia throws it away. A low pass over here to Kierkegaard that he can't handle. And it squirts out of bounds. So back over to the Stars with that one-point lead. Harrison Pierce will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Grant Schmidt. Stutter dribble, very slow, off a couple of screens. Now attacks the baseline, leaves it off in the middle of the paint for Holtmeyer over the outstretched defensive arm. Can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Kitten. Outlet pass front court. Layup cannot be made by Brooks Asher. And the rebound brought down by John Masker. So an opportunity missed there for St. Cecilia. You won't see that happen much. Jackson drives, kicks it out to Pierce. He gets run over. The ball goes out of bounds, and they'll give it to Kearney Catholic. One of those, instead of the foul, they just give Kearney Catholic the ball. And the Stars will throw it into the front court to Masker. John's taking the first two shots of the games for the Stars. Again, Kearney Catholic very balanced with no one man scoring more than 10, 11 points a game. Holtmeyer off the screen to Mestel. Mestel does get you 10 a game. He is the leading scorer. Masker is right there with him, as is Jackson, at over 9 points a game. Long possession, try to force it inside, and it's picked off by Grant Schmidt. St. Cecilia will steal it away. The first Stars turnover. Schmidt pushes it up the floor. 5:50 to go, first quarter, 3-2, Kearney Catholic. Schmidt kicks it out for a three-pointer. Asher, Brooks off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Tyler Mestel. Of course, this St. Cecilia squad, as Harrison Pierce attacks the hoop with a spin move, left hand throws it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Brooks Asher, and as he comes up the floor, he runs over Holtmeyer, who's called for the foul. Blocking foul on Brady. The coach is Kevin Asher. He's got a pair of sons on the team, but this junior class is kind of what came together when he moved here, and they've been playing since they were just little tykes, and you know how that goes when you can get a good, solid group that have moved up from fourth, fifth, sixth, and now they're all the way up to their junior class, and it's showing. Kearney Catholic goes with mass substitutions 2.5 minutes into the game. Starters could not have been tired, so this is just a predetermined thing on a back cut layup by Zach Kitten. And St. Cecilia takes the lead 4-3. Williams is in. Bryce James is in. Matt Masker, the freshman, is in. And Cam Moore is in against the starting five of St. Cecilia. Off the cut, nice pass. Moore layup made by Zach Jackson. 5-4 and up the floor, walking out of bounds. St. Cecilia trying to go a little too quick. That'll be their second turnover. Interesting strategy here, something I'll be wanting to talk to Coach Carlin about in the post game. Putting in a second team against St. Cecilia's first team. Does he think that this will be advantageous down the stretch? We'll find out as Jackson drives Asher out of position, but Jackson drove so far he got behind the board. Throws it up, no good. We've got a jump ball arrow to St. Cecilia. That was a good drive, but he lost where he was on the floor. And St. Cecilia will get possession. 5-4 Stars, 4:45 to go here in quarter number one. St. Cecilia, they won them all as Asher tries another three, and that time it's good. Brooks Asher with the first three-pointer for St. Cecilia, 7-5. Hawks on top by two. Last close game was just last week, a one-point win down at Lincoln Christian. That was a heck of a doubleheader. That was when the girls lost by one. As Moore forces his way down the right side of the key. Scoop shot, no good. They're getting penetration, but not finishing. And Derek Boyd will get the rebound. Outlet pass, front corner. They get it to Asher in the left-hand corner. Brooks guarded by Zach Jackson in the man-to-man. Back out top. They'll go to Kierkegaard. Spreading the floor, getting on the baseline. Boyd, nice spin move. Puts it off the glass and good. Had the freshman Masker on him, and Boyd took him to school that time. Two buckets for Derek Boyd, 9-5. Kearney Catholic will get it up top to James. This second squad hasn't scored since they've come in. Between the circles to Jackson. Jackson did make the layup. Moore fouled. He'll throw it over his head, and it almost went in. Cam Moore will go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on Kierkegaard. First of the game on St. Cecilia. Again, the girls' game, 52-50. Hastings St. Cecilia came back to win it. Free throw is up, and Moore missed it. St. Cecilia was down 7 early in the fourth quarter. Now the starters back in for Kearney Catholic, and St. Cecilia will bring Dayton Seeley and Alex Tino into the game, a couple of kids that had been injured at the beginning of the season. And Coach Asher here since Christmas has finally kind of gotten everybody back in after the Sandy Creek game. He's had his full contingent. That was their first game of 2015. Moore missed them both, and Kevin Asher will see his son Brooks grab the rebound. 9-5, St. Cecilia, 3.5 to go here in the first quarter at Chapman Gymnasium. Stars back at the man-to-man. Handling the point will be Tino. Alex over to the right wing, gets it to Asher, well out, guarded by John Masker. A lot of cutting going on here, but no passing, so Asher will back it out and get it to Dayton Seeley. Down to the low block, posting up, but getting outside as Zach Kitten tries to back his way in, goes to Tino, inside the free throw circle, dribbles backwards. Pierce waiting for a moment to try and pounce and tip that ball away. 5 second count's got to be on, and had to be way past five, and now a foul call as the ball's loose and a steal made Kearney Catholic. Tino fell through and committed the foul. First foul on Alex Tino. 9-5, Kearney Catholic trails by 4. St. Cecilia getting back in a man-to-man defense. Holtmeyer tries to drive left baseline. He's sandwiched in a foul called. Collapsed on there by Kitten and Seeley. And they will call it on Dayton Seeley. Two free throws coming up for Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer leads the team at 10 points a game. I believe I misspoke, said Mestel earlier. It's Holtmeyer at 10 points a game. His free throw is up, and it is in. On the season, a 54% free throw shooter. Brady will have a second one coming up here. Second free throw, the lefty up, and it rattles in. St. Cecilia 9, Kearney Catholic 7, 2:50 to go here in quarter number one. And as tight as this is, what St. Cecilia does most of the time is they find a minute or two-minute gap where they go bonkers offensively. As a steal is made and James fires up a quick three, it is no good. Long rebound is tipped out to Pierce. He'll fire it inside, and the ball is deflected and out of bounds as Holtmeyer hits the ground. A little physical early. You can hear a couple groans out there. But we've heard it both ways. That time it just happened to be Kearney Catholic wanting the call. Back in Grant Schmidt and checking out Derek Boyd. Bryce James, did he bite his tongue? Looks like maybe there's a little blood there. Maybe he got popped in the eye. He's going to check out, and Jackson is back in. So Jackson, Mestel, Holtmeyer, Pierce, and Masker for St. Cecilia. Asher, Seeley, Tino, Kitten, and Schmidt. 2.5 to go first quarter. Remains 9-7, Hawks. Man-to-man both ways. Masker's out here on Seeley, left side of the key. Trying to set a little pick and roll here. Oh, it works beautifully. Good lob inside, and a foul will be called, sending Zach Kitten to the line. Both players bid on the screen, and Zach Kitten will get two free throws. Foul will be called on Brady Holtmeyer, and he's got two early. Stars were hoping that that was on another Kearney Catholic player because it could have been called on two or three Stars. And Kitten to shoot the free throw. First one is up, and it's good. Third point for Zach. And Nathan Williams comes in. Holtmeyer will check out with 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Jeff Schwartz and crew, three-man crew doing the doubleheader today. Second free throw up, and it's too strong for Kitten. Ball is tipped out by Grant Schmidt and saves the rebound here for St. Cecilia. Second chance, Tino lobs it into Kitten. Catches, shoots the four-footer, and scores. So a three-point trip down the floor after the offensive rebound by St. Cecilia, and they take a five-point lead at 12-7. Jackson in the front court goes weak side to Pierce, drives into the double team, kicks it back out to Jackson. Off the screen to Masker, right side of the key, goes with a left-hand dribble into the paint, forces the 10-footer, doesn't get there, and the rebound brought down by Brooks Asher. I've probably called him Kevin a couple of times. Brooks will bring it into the front court with the outlet pass to Seeley. Back to Brooks. Brooks between the circles to the right elbow. Back over to Seeley. Three-pointer. Dayton, no good. Rebound grabbed underneath by Masker. John will push it up the floor to Jackson. Pull up three in transition. Too strong, and then it hit the support, so it's out of bounds. Kearney Catholic, 1 of 3, and St. Cecilia, 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. Back in Kierkegaard and Hunter Fisher for the Hawks. 1:18 to go here in quarter number one. 12-7. St. Cecilia now leads it by 5. Little 2-2-1 zone trap here by the Stars. St. Cecilia recognizes it. Williams went for the steal, didn't get it, so Kitten will dribble into the front court. Leave it off in the right-hand corner for Schmidt. Back to Kitten on the baseline, guarded out there by Mestel. Tries to back him in. Kitten skip pass over the left wing. Three-pointer on the way, and good. Seth Kierkegaard nails the three-pointer, and St. Cecilia, just like that, is up by 8. And the Stars do a good job with Harrison Pierce to save the possession. They overthrew him. He was going to throw it away, and he threw it so hard that it bounced off the St. Cecilia player and ricocheted out of bounds. He's pretty heads up when it comes to that play. He's done it numerous times this season. And Harrison to throw it into Cam Moore, who's just checked in. Back to Pierce on the right wing. 45 seconds to go, and a hand check foul going to be called on Hunter Fisher. His first of the team's fourth. Stars will take it out underneath. Kearney Catholic likes to take you off the dribble, but St. Cecilia has so much height inside that if they get by their man, they're still going to run into somebody that's going to contest their shot. Pierce to Masker in the short right corner, keeps the dribble, gets into the paint, kicks it out. Jackson, good ball fake around the defender, and a blocking foul going to be called on St. Cecilia. Looks like it'll go on Schmidt. First on Grant, fifth team foul, and at the line, Zach Jackson to shoot two. Again in the girls' game, St. Cecilia 52-50 over Kearney Catholic. We'll talk more about it at the half with both coaches. Free throw is up and in by Zach Jackson. Second free throw, up and in. So Jackson hits them both. Stars have four free throws converted here in the first quarter. 15-9, 38 seconds. They break the press, 2-on-1, wrap around underneath. Fisher missed the short jumper. Tip no, second tip yes, and a foul, a chance for a three-point play. Hanging with it was Derek Boyd, his sixth point with a chance for seven. And Kearney Catholic is getting run on the boards right now. 11-4 unofficially here in the first quarter. They'll have to find better position, but it was a 2-on-1 to begin with, and that allowed Boyd to have his way after the missed shot. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Derek Boyd with 7 here in the first quarter, and the lead is 9, 18-9, St. Cecilia. 25 seconds to go. Bryce James will bring it up for Kearney Catholic. Over to Zach Jackson. Back to James. Stars would like to get the last shot and convert here. Moore out to Masker, who about slipped and fell. He's out at midcourt. Over to Moore in the right corner with 10 seconds. Starts to drive baseline, cut off by Asher. Tries to get it to Jackson. It's picked off. Steal is made. St. Cecilia, will they get a shot away? Kierkegaard at the horn. Yes, and he scores. He made it all the way down and had about an 8-foot runner roll in. Seth Kierkegaard gets point number 20 on the board, and St. Cecilia closes on a little 5-0 run. It's St. Cecilia 20, Kearney Catholic 9 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money, call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter. Doug Duda with you here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 20-9, St. Cecilia, and Bryce James has the ball slip out of his hands and out of bounds. Third turnover for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia has 4 rebounds, 11-4 in favor of St. Cecilia. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 for the Hawks, 4 of 6 for the Stars. Zach Jackson has 4 of the 9 points for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia is led by Derek Boyd with 7. Kitten and Kierkegaard have 5. And St. Cecilia will walk with the basketball. So each team turns it over on their opening possession of the second quarter. Each team scored on their opening possession of the first quarter. And Harrison Pierce will bring it into the front court over to Jackson. Bounce pass on the low block, and we've got an arm bar on Boyd as they got it to Matt Masker. Derek Boyd, his first foul, 6th team foul on St. Cecilia. 6 different players with 1 foul. Kearney Catholic has 3 fouls in the game. 2 of them are on Holtmeyer. Inbounds pass comes to Mestel, and Holtmeyer remains on the bench to start the second quarter. Left wing, they get it to James. Out of the wing, a 3-pointer by Mestel. No good. Rebound brought down by Grant Schmidt. Long outlet pass through the hands of Kitten, knocked out of there by Mestel. And it will stay with St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia with their updated uniform, spelling out Saint. Looking good here in their home unis at Chapman Gymnasium. Leading it 20-9, looking for their 13th straight win to start the season. Kierkegaard up top. Works on Matt Masker, loses him, didn't take an open 8-footer, though. Instead, kicks it out Brooks Asher for a long 3. It's no good of the rebound brought down by Bryce James. Kearney Catholic can't get anything going in transition, and they throw it away. 4th turnover for Kearney Catholic. No scoring in the first minute of the second quarter. St. Cecilia remains on top 20-9. And handling it is Kierkegaard, trying to work on Pierce and stay out of the trap. Hands it back to Schmidt, to Kierkegaard into the front court to Brooks Asher. Looks, backs it out. Uses a high pick here from Boyd. Now attacks the right baseline and goes all the way in and scores. Good explosion off that first step by Brooks Asher. He's got five, and the lead is now 13 at 22-9. Kearney Catholic slowing it down on offense. That is not what works best for them, but St. Cecilia is able to keep up with them on the transition portion of the game. James on the left key. Crossover dribble walked. Three turnovers for Kearney Catholic in the first 1:45 after two total in the first quarter. Earlier today, the Hastings College women fell to Morningside, the number one team in the country, 60-46 in the second half. 12th-ranked Morningside men lead Hastings 47-37. Currently on 1230 AM KHAS. St. Cecilia methodically pulling away here over the last 4 minutes, leading it 22-9. Brooks Asher against the man-to-man. Hand check there by Pierce. Goes by him. Williams, well, the ball came right back to him. I don't know why we didn't have a call there, but the three-pointer is no good by St. Cecilia. And the rebound brought down by Tyler Mestel. There was contact, and the player went up and down with the basketball. And there was nothing. And here Kearney Catholic throws to their phantom player again and out of bounds. 22-9, Kearney Catholic has been stymied here in the second quarter. They're a team that does not like to use their timeouts until late in the game, or if they dive on a loose ball, they'll use them to save possessions. They just don't use a lot in the first half. A jump hook on the baseline is no good by Boyd. He fights for the offensive board, and he scores. Derek Boyd with nine, and now Kearney Catholic will call a timeout. They'll try and fix it in 30 seconds. 5:26 to go in the first half. Timeout on the floor brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. St. Cecilia 24, Kearney Catholic 9.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back here at Chapman Gymnasium, where St. Cecilia has put together a little 9-0 run to go up 24-9. Kearney Catholic out of the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Nathan Williams, good drop step. He'll come in, draw contact, and we get a whistle for a blocking foul on Seth Kierkegaard. Second foul, and at the line will be Williams to shoot two. Nathan looking for his first points and to get the Stars into double digits. He averages just under 4 points a game, but the free throw is no good. He's a 50% free throw shooter. Zach Jackson is in. Kearney Catholic, just a 57% free throw shooting team on the year. 57 for the Blue Hawks. So they're identical from the line. Second free throw, Williams. Up and in. So Nate gets one of two. His first point, 24-10. In favor of St. Cecilia. On the floor for the Stars will be Mestel, Hoosman, Jackson, Pierce, and John Masker. For St. Cecilia, Brooks Asher, Dayton Seeley, Kitten, Schmidt, and Boyd. 24-10. The Hawks with the lead. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Outside the arc, right side is Boyd. Back up top against the man-to-man to Zach Kitten. Kitten trying to get him open instead. Asher up top. Good ball movement. They get open on the low block with Kitten trying to back his way in on Jackson. Baby hook off to square it in. Zach's got the height advantage, and he just takes an extra second to make sure he's got it set up. And he now has 7, 26-10, St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic looking for a field goal here. They haven't got one in the second quarter. Hoosman up top. Over to Jackson. Good ball fake got by Asher. Pulls up on the baseline from 8 and scores. Zach now with 6 points, and it's 26-12. St. Cecilia quickly up the floor. Boyd dices his way into the paint. People fall out to Asher. Brooks for three. Won't go. Rebound. Slapped out front. Ends up in the hands of Zach Kitten. To Seeley. St. Cecilia continues to dominate the glass here in the first half. Right corner to Asher. Back out to Schmidt. And we've got a foul away from the basketball. Coach Kevin Asher doesn't like this call. It's going to be called on a push-off on Zach Kitten, his first and the team's eighth. And five new players coming in for Kearney Catholic. So we'll see what happens next time these two tangle. Kearney Catholic with James, Moore, young Matt Masker, Holtmeyer, and Williams. Trying to run five and five, or at least four at a time, to win that battle. But they've got to stay closer to St. Cecilia, or it won't matter at the end. 26-12, 14-point Hawk lead. James out top, Williams. Stars passing has not been near as crisp so far today. Ball dribbled off a foot. Kearney Catholic picks it back up. Holtmeyer dishes to Moore. Moore dribbles into the paint. Kicks it back out to Masker, to James. Inside Holtmeyer, he's not afraid of the paint. Turnaround jumper is up and in over the extended arm of Asher. As the bucket is made, and a shoe gets loose, so they'll blow the whistle. Brady Holtmeyer with 4 points. Cam Moore will tie that shoe up. They'll bring him out so he can get it on. Jackson and John Masker on, and Holtmeyer out. Had two early fouls, and I guess on defense, Coach Carlin wants to keep him over on the bench. If he has to bring him in on offense, he'll survive with that if he gets that opportunity. 26-14, Hawks with the lead, but only 6 points so far in this quarter. Kearney Catholic with only five, so they're still winning the quarter. Again, what a battle down low. Kitten now and Masker, they're really hooking each other. We're going to get a foul before the shot on John Masker. They had hooked and locked arms. Masker with his first foul, fourth team foul. But now they're making the officials officiate because they're intentionally getting physical down there. Overly physical, we should say. St. Cecilia will have the ball underneath their own hoop, up by a dozen. Up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirtwork, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
First half, only four players have scored for St. Cecilia, 30-17. Cam Moore, as they open the lane, trying to work here on Sealy. Kicks it back out top. Jackson leaves it behind for Masker, but threw it behind him, and then Masker fouls. So a turnover and a foul, his first and the team's fifth. 2:17 remaining here in the first half of play. Working on a little technical difficulty right now. And hope to have that secured for you here in just a moment. 30-17. St. Cecilia against full court pressure in the backcourt. They'll lob it in. Brooks standing right next to his dad, and Coach Kevin turns to him and says, "What do you want?" He says, "I want you to get out there." Still in the backcourt with it is going to be Sealy. Tino has checked in. He'll give it to Alex. Back over to Sealy. Sealy, right corner, baseline, runs out of room. Good bounce pass on the wing to Asher, but that time it won't fall. Tyler Mesta will get the rebound, his third. Stars want to run, but there's nowhere to go. St. Cecilia is back defensively. They clog up the passing lanes. A long three, Tyler Mesta. That was a 23-footer. It's no good, and then off the rim and out of bounds. Stars are 2 of 6 from three-point land, 2 of 8 for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia basketball, more pressure. Knocked out of bounds. Try it again. Kitten to throw it in. He'll throw it backwards to Asher. Again, getting more physical as we approach halftime here at Chapman. Jackson guarding Asher, who brings it up with a left-hand dribble. Jump pass to the right wing. Here comes Boyd again, and Bryce James got beat. He reached out and grabbed him. Foul on Bryce, his first and the sixth team foul. 1:28 remaining before halftime. St. Cecilia to throw it in, up by 13. They were up by as many as 16 in this quarter. They'll lob it into the corner to Kitten. Rolls around Mestel. Boy, what a great basketball move, and he's got another layup. Zach Kitten and Derek Boyd have really done great jobs one-on-one. They've got a guy defending him as good as they can, and they're still taking him off the dribble, 32-15. Mestel over to Williams. Williams, left elbow, couple of dribbles, back out of the wing to Jackson. Zach, ball kicked as he makes a bounce pass. In for St. Cecilia, Hunter Fisher for Kearney Catholic, Moore, John Masker, and Holtmeyer. Stars aren't able to get much of a rhythm going here in this game, which is tough anyway against an undefeated St. Cecilia team, but really subbing as often as they can. Down by 15, had cut it to 11, and now St. Cecilia has scored four in a row. Driving the baseline, Holtmeyer runs out of real estate. Bounce pass in the corner to Pierce for three. Harrison, a rare three-point bucket. His first bucket of the ball game. Fast break the other way. Tino puts up a wild shot. No good. Reflects into the hands of Boyd. Six-foot baby hook. No good. And then he is going to be called for a foul trying to get it back. Both teams are in the bonus. Let's walk the other way. Derek Boyd with his second foul. And it looks like they'll put Kitten back in. James and Mestel for Kearney Catholic. 41 seconds remaining here before halftime. John Masker at the line. He hit a three-point bucket to start the game, very first possession. But that has been it. He'll have a free throw attempt right here. And the lefty puts it up and good. Stars just trying to stay close going to halftime. St. Cecilia up by 11. Already 32 in the first half for the Blue Hawks. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound comes out to Dayton Seely. Seely will wait for the traffic to go by. Kearney Catholic tries to double him in the backcourt. He'll fire over the top of him to Schmidt. Schmidt in the front court, off the screen, takes it in, missed the shot. Oh, a foul called well after the shot on Tyler Mestel. Mestel with the foul, and I think everybody in the gym realized what happened there. If that ball goes in, there's no foul. But since it didn't go in, there was a foul, and it was significantly after there was any contact. Free throw is no good, though, by Grant. Grant made another nice move to the hoop. 30 seconds to go. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report 30 seconds away. Second free throw, Grant Schmidt. Too strong. Rebound fought for. Winning the battle, the taller Zach Kitten. And St. Cecilia can hold for the last shot. Stars get that. They have a chance to make it single digits. But, again, St. Cecilia dominating the boards offensively and defensively to Asher. And the Stars a foolish foul at midcourt. There's a couple of tough plays here in the last couple of minutes. They trapped them at midcourt. And it gives them free throws. That's why I said it was foolish. You make a great defensive play, and then you come out and foul at midcourt. Obvious. At the line to shoot the one and one will be Brooks Asher. Free throw is good. He is money from the free throw line. Brooks on the season, 70%. So I guess he's a dime, not a quarter. Second free throw by Asher. On the way and in. And Brooks six in the quarter, nine in the game. 34-21, 15 seconds to go in the half. Jackson brings the ball up the floor. They clear the lane, but he'll kick it out of the wing to Holtmeyer. And he's fouled. And that'll be the 10th foul on St. Cecilia. So Holtmeyer will get two free throws. Goes on Dayton Seely, his second. 7.4 remains here in the half. Holtmeyer, 2 of 2, has 4 points. And the free throw is up and good. Again, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, a recap of what was an outstanding girls game. 52-50, St. Cecilia the winner. We'll talk with coaches Farmer and Petrie during our halftime. Second free throw now for Holtmeyer. On the way and in and out. St. Cecilia rebound. They've got time. Schmidt on the outlet pass. Gets it to Asher. Front court with four. Going all the way in. Attacks the hoop. It's blocked and taken away by Nathan Williams. And that is the end of the first half of play. Your score from Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia 34, Kearney Catholic 22. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up next.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half of our boys' game, C2 top-ranked and undefeated St. Cecilia leading Kearney Catholic by a score of 34-22. Earlier today, it was an outstanding girls' game and the end to an incredible week for St. Cecilia. 52-50 over Kearney Catholic, and we're joined now by the head coach, Tim Farmer. And coach, could you have envisioned this on Monday after practice?
Well, it was definitely one of the goals for the team this week, but to be honest, I wasn't sure if we could get all three of them accomplished, and granted, a couple of them are really close, but we were able to pull it off.
This year, unlike last year, Lincoln Christian had clipped you last week, so you were coming into this week off of a loss. What changed from that one-point game to a very good team on the road? Was there anything different, or was that just a great basketball game and you were on the short end?
Right. Well, I think we made a lineup change after that game, just kind of tried to figure a couple things out, and basically it was an experiment. And since then, you know, our offensive execution's been a little bit better, and we're able to balance some things coming off the bench. So it's paid off. At least, you know, we got a few wins under, big wins under our belt this week, and the key will be building on that down the stretch here. And the girls seem to be confident in the change we made, and the results reflect it. So far, so good, and we'll see where we go with it.
Well, a lot of, if you just look at the numbers and the way the teams have played to this point, a lot of the girls did what they usually do. But I thought one of the biggest differences was the way Lucy Skok played down low. She dominated the boards. Your team dominated the boards. Her defense against anything in the post that Kearney Catholic wanted to do was minimal today.
We talked about that after the game also. She got the game ball. May not reflect in her points, definitely. Everybody does their role, and she definitely made a step in the right direction. We've been working with her. You know, she's only a sophomore, didn't get to play much last year. So putting her in this position in this kind of a game with – really 10 games under her belt is a tough task to ask of her, and she really stepped up, and like you said, her presence in the paint, I was impressed with, and I haven't even had time to watch the film, obviously, but we will do that a couple of times. But we've been working hard at it in practice, and she's getting better all the time. She's getting you know, a little more confident, a little stronger. She's got really long legs and arms, and knows how to, you know, getting better with knowing how to use them all the time. So big presence by her today definitely paid off, because she's able to get her hands on a lot of things in there.
Talking with St. Cecilia coach Tim Farmer, what does it mean? What does it mean to do what you guys did this week?
Well, I think more so for the girls. You know, it's been one of these things, especially for our seniors and juniors. We've dealt with this stretch for a few years now, and we dealt with them when Northwest was at the top of their game, and we dealt with it when Minden was at the top of their game, and it just seemed like we always had everybody's best shot this week. And at times, to be honest, I think it kind of wore him down and mentally and physically, and it was just kind of tough to overcome. You know, we got through this week the last 2 years. I think we lost all three. So for them to turn around and win all three this year, I think is mentally going to help them down the stretch, because it kind of beat them up the last few years.
Down by 7 early in the fourth quarter, and that's kind of how Kearney Catholic had beaten you guys the last few years. It had been fairly close. Mm-hmm. Then they get a little run that you guys couldn't come back from. You finally made a couple of three-pointers. It's hard to point to that, because if you shoot 15, you're probably going to make about the same amount, but they just, when they rained down, made a difference.
Yeah, and we've kind of been playing that way through this stretch. I think we kind of get physically exhausted to a degree in a ball game, and then it seems like we miss four or five threes in a row, and then somebody knocks one in, and it seems like all of a sudden the next person will hit one. So it definitely went in spurts. We hit a few when we needed to. You know, to start that fourth quarter when we were down 7, obviously the concern, Chandra picked up her fourth late in the third, and so it took a little aggressiveness off of us. You know, when you're playing from behind, the one thing you need to do is get up and get into them, and we were limited at being able to do that. So the girls did a good job. Specifically, Chandra did a good job not picking up her fifth foul in the game, because then it makes things a little more difficult for us. But being down 7 was a challenge, and I was glad to see how they responded for sure.
Well, Coach, good luck against Friend, another good team in Aquinas next week. Tough conference tournament, and we'll see at the ultimate goal. Great game today by you and the girls.
Right. Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Head coach at St. Cecilia, Tim Farmer, joining us. We'll talk with Coach Rick Petrie right after this. Our boys' game at the half, 34-22, St. Cecilia.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We need like a national championship halftime here, because it was such a great game. Coach Rick Petrie joins us. Coach, are you disappointed? Are the girls disappointed? You guys have played so well. It was a great game, 52-50. Is there disappointment because you actually lost a basketball game?
Oh, there is. You know, especially the way we lost it, I think, Doug, more than anything. You know, you're up 7 in the fourth quarter, and we don't make the plays down the stretch, and you have to give St. Cecilia all the credit. I mean, Chandra Farmer made all the plays down the stretch. You know, we're up 7. She saves the ball out of bounds and kicks the ball out, and they make a 3, and that gave them some momentum, and we came down and missed some open looks, and, you know, that was kind of it.
I talked with Tim, and I didn't ask him who's better, you or Minden. I thought that would be unfair. But they were able to get things done with Skok in the middle. They won the battle of the boards, and defensively, whether it's Anna, whether it's Caitlin, whoever you want to put at the post, there wasn't a whole lot of points there today.
No. They did a good job on our post, and we didn't do a very good job. We did a terrible job of trying to get the ball into our post, and that's something we need to work on to get better, because, you know, I thought Caitlin, when we got her the ball, was pretty good inside, and we didn't get the ball to
Anna
hardly at
all. Actually, I thought the best I'd seen her play all year.
Yeah, absolutely. And she was aggressive, and she got to the bucket and did a great job of finishing. We just got to do a better job of learning how to enter the pass to our post.
You forced a ton of turnovers, and without going to it, you can tell me someday how many transition points. You got fouled a handful of times, but I don't recollect more than maybe twice taking it in and finishing.
No, we were two-on-ones. We were awful today. You know, the person with the ball didn't make really great decisions, and, you know, we'd be too willing to give it up instead of taking it in, trying to finish with some contact and maybe even get a three-point play, but we didn't do a very good job decision-making.
Rick, and again, if you lose, there's a lot of things you can look at and work on in practice. Did it hurt, do you think, at any point, Minden or St. Cecilia or any team has played more close games than you? This was the first fourth-quarter game, four-minute, three-minute game. Situations that you guys have been able to go through, do you think that affected you guys?
I think a little bit. You know, we have to learn how to win tight games. We haven't had any. So, you know, there's certain things you got to do. We gamble a little bit too often on defense, and every time we seem to gamble and miss, they turn it into points, and you can't do that. You just have to stay solid.
Well, the good thing is you'll have a couple of teams, at least in Wayne and Guardian Angels, before the end of the month that you'll, I guess, get to see if you've improved.
Well, hopefully. You know, we'll go to work next week, and hopefully we'll get better.
Rick, thanks for the time. See you next week. Coach Rick Petrie, as we take it to the end of halftime here, 52-50, the final score. Kearney Catholic falls to Hastings St. Cecilia. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Time to get the second half underway. I'll give you some stats here in a moment. St. Cecilia does get the ball to start the third quarter of play, and they lead this one by a score of 34-22. They lob it into Kitten, turnaround jumper from five. That time it's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Zach Jackson. And up the floor comes Jackson to the high post. He'll stop, kick it out on the wing to Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, spin move. Jackson, or Kitten, stays the whole way, blocks it, but it goes to Pierce, and Pierce will pick it up and score. Zach Kitten with his first blocked shot of the basketball game. 34-24, actually as close as the Stars have been in a little bit. Trying to find Kitten again. Again on that block, they double him, kick it back out top. Over to Asher, all by himself on the right side, guarded by Mestel. Mestel poking at the ball. Asher dribbles by him, and then a backside help. A foul called on John Masker. In the first half, Kearney Catholic was out-rebounded. They only had 7-18 unofficially here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Turnovers 5 for the Hawks, 7 for the Stars. Brooks Asher with 9 points will go to the line to shoot 2, and the first one is in and out, no good. Derek Boyd had 11. Zach Kitten had 9. Seth Kierkegaard had 5. As a team, 4 of 7 from the line, 2 of 8 from three-point land. We'll look at Kearney Catholic here after this. Asher puts the second free throw up. Missed them both that time, and a rebound brought down by Tyler Mestel. Mestel will get it to Jackson quickly. Zach has 6 points. 5 for Brady Holtmeyer, 4 for John Masker, a 3-pointer for Harrison Pierce, and 4 for Nathan Williams. Holtmeyer's in the paint, better get out of there. Finally kicks it out of the corner to Masker. Back up Mestel, spreading it here against the St. Cecilia matchup. Bounce pass to the cutter. Mestel drives in. They'll call it a clean block, taken away by Derek Boyd. And then the Stars trying to trap in the backcourt, going to be called for the foul. It's on Mestel. Tyler with 2. Now Mestel, or Holtmeyer, also has 2, and Masker has 2. Kierkegaard and Boyd have 2, as well as Seeley for St. Cecilia. 34-24. Hawks with the lead by 10. Kearney Catholic hit the 3 on the opening possession of the game, but St. Cecilia has led since taking the lead at 6-5, 7-5. I think they hit that 3-pointer to go to 7-5. Here's a walk, but they'll call a foul. Boyd took 2 steps, hopped, came back down, left the floor again, and then there was contact. And the foul is on Harrison Pierce, his first, and 2 free throws here for Derek Boyd. As the free throw's up, and it is in. Derek's had a great game, and he gets the first point of the second half here for St. Cecilia. And the Stars start subbing less than 2 minutes here into the third quarter. Second free throw now for Boyd. On the way, and it's short, follows it, gets it, lays it in. Boy, you'd almost think that was intentional as well as it went down for St. Cecilia. That's the second time that they've hit a free throw, missed the second, and got an offensive putback. 37-24, Hawks, undefeated number one in the state in C2. Bryce James, left elbow, over to Zach Jackson. Jackson leaves it off for Mestel up top. Masker, a quick 3, no good. Long rebound, ends up going down, and a foul going to be called. And it's on Brooks Asher, his first, trying to get the board. Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop. Been trailing by double digits since the end of the first quarter when they were down 20-9. Inbounds pass deflected away again. Stars set at 7-6. St. Cecilia's 12-0. Again, underway right now on ESPN Radio. Kearney Bearcats are at Grand Island girls game. About 10 minutes old, that'll be followed by the boys. Right here, it is Holtmeyer trying to back in. A couple of extra steps blocked out of bounds by Zach Kitten. And again, St. Cecilia, 6'5", 6'4", 6'2", 6'2". Kearney Catholic's tallest player is 6'2", and that's Masker, who's more of a three-point shooter. Holtmeyer and Mestel usually have to play the post defense. Zach Jackson on the inbounds left corner. Dangerous pass into the paint, and we've got a reach and a foul called on Derek Boyd as they tried to get it to Holtmeyer. And for Boyd, his third. We've had five fouls called here already in the third quarter. We're only 2.5 old. Inbounds pass to Jackson. He had to work to catch it and then came up short on the little five-footer. Rebound brought down by Kitten. Outlet pass into the front court to Grant Schmidt. He'll hit the trailer, which is Asher. Weaves his way through. The layup is good. Good ball movement. And again, Brooks Asher showing his great control of his body and the ball. 39-24. Right wing Masker takes one dribble to Holtmeyer. So five in a row here for St. Cecilia to build the lead back up. Holtmeyer drives, dumps it inside to Mestel, who's behind the board, leaves it off for Jackson, one-hander from 6 feet. Good for Zach, and he's got eight. 39-26. St. Cecilia in the front court. Kierkegaard, one dribble, trying to post up Kitten, working in there on Mestel. Back out between the circles. They'll reverse it around. Over to Kierkegaard for the three. He got knocked to the ground. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Schmidt. And a second chance here for St. Cecilia and a hooking foul. And that could be the third on Mestel. Tyler with three. That is four fouls already here on the Stars. And here come the mass substitutions for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia by 13. They don't play Friend next week. That's just a girls' game, so they have only one game at Aquinas next week before, and that's Friday, before the conference tournament begins. It's 2 weeks for Kearney Catholic in the Lou Platt tournament, which is at Adams Central. Driving in, scoop shot no good by Seeley. Rebound brought down by Williams, his first board. Up ahead, the Stars lose control. People on the floor, still loose. Kearney Catholic got it. Pierce grabs it, shoots it, misses it. Cam Moore got it. He got Kitten in the air, and he scored on the foul. Cam Moore got him in the air once, didn't shoot it, then pump faked him again, and Kitten got him the second time. That's the second foul on Kitten. But a lot of fouls being called here in the first 4 minutes compared to what we saw, even though the teams were in the bonus in the first half. Cam Moore, his first points of the game. He missed two free throws back in the first quarter. He'll try and change that here. Moore puts the free throw up and in, completing the three-point play. And now Kearney Catholic with five in a row, back to within 10. 39-29, St. Cecilia, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and St. Cecilia, kind of an unforced turnover, tried to throw it the width of the floor and sailed it over Asher's head into the stands. That'll be just the second turnover since the first quarter for the Hawks, six in the game. Kearney Catholic's also been pretty good. They've got seven and have yet to turn it over here in the second half, trying to pick and roll, but Matt Masker didn't release off the screen. Here's Jackson, a long three, and it is too strong. Long rebound. Harrison Pierce runs it down. Harrison kicks it on the wing to Jackson again. Back to Pierce on the right side of the key. Tries to fire it inside to Matt Masker, and as he threads the needle, it's deflected out of bounds by Grant Schmidt. Stars will take it on the baseline. Looking Moore, still looking. Williams in the deep right corner, guarded by Asher. Puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble, and then reaching in to tie him up is Kierkegaard. The arrow does point the way of Kearney Catholic, so they'll maintain possession. Here comes Alex Tino in for St. Cecilia. Tino, Seeley, Schmidt, Asher, Kitten on the floor defensively for St. Cecilia. John Masker, Holtmeyer, Cam Moore, Pierce, and Bryce James on the floor for the Stars. Moore trying to get it to Masker, who goes in for the reverse layup and is fouled. Two free throws coming up. Hit the back cut. Good bounce pass from Moore. And Dayton Seeley with his third. Each team have four fouls with 3:25 to go in the third quarter. At the line, John Masker to shoot two. And the free throw is up and rolls over and in. Masker, two of three at the line, has 5 points. Kearney Catholic has cut the lead to single digits for the first time since the end of the first quarter. Second free throw on the way, and that's short. Zach Kitten with his seventh rebound. He has 7, 5 for Boyd, 4 for Schmidt. Kearney Catholics led by Tyler Mestel with four. The ball deflected away and a timeout called by St. Cecilia before they lose possession. 3:17 to go in the third quarter. A full-length timeout, the first of the game by St. Cecilia. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 3:17 to go in the third. St. Cecilia 39, Kearney Catholic 30.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Save big during the January clearance event at Furniture Direct. It's time to treat yourself to a better night's sleep with a Beauty Rest Queen set as low as $4.99. Or try the innovative Simmons Curve Gel Memory Foam at $6.99 for a queen set. Use our convenient 24-month interest-free financing on qualifying purchases. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Back at the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. St. Cecilia, if they don't get it to Zach Kitten this possession, I think Coach Asher will be very upset. You could kind of hear him during the timeout in his huddle saying, we haven't got the ball into Kitten in 5 minutes here in the half. And he's right, they haven't scored it. He doesn't touch it, but Brooks Asher will hit the three. So that's one of those where you're, but we made a three-pointer. So Brooks Asher now with 14 of the ball game. Had the look, nailed it, 42-30. Then the Stars turn it over. Grant Schmidt comes away with it. First turnover of the half by Kearney Catholic. Asher up the floor into the corner. Kitten has it, but he's 17 feet away. Skips it to Tino. Tino's open for three. He'll fire. It is no good. Everybody crashing the boards. And it'll be picked up by Tino. Deflected out to him. Then underneath to Schmidt. He'll score. So out of the timeout, five quick ones again for St. Cecilia. And they're back up 14, 44-30. We talked about it early. They can score quickly, and they've done it numerous times. Every time the Stars get it to 10 or 11, or in this case 9, then St. Cecilia does some work. Cam Moore takes a tough shot, well contested, hits the bottom of the rim. Kitten gets the rebound. St. Cecilia, another three. It's in, and what a run. How about that out of the timeout? Eight straight, and that could be enough to put this basketball game away. Just that quick, it's 47-30. Stars were down 9, and within a minute, they're down 17. Maskers' 15-footer is short. Stars force 2 and turn it over once. Brooks Asher with the rebound, trying to go coast-to-coast to Kitten, and Bryce James gets back to deflect the pass. What a great job. What a great job by St. Cecilia here in the last 90 seconds. Unbelievable job. They were starting to get pushed back a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, they are in total control again, just like that. St. Cecilia brings Hunter Fisher back in. Here's Trey Asher for the first time. He had to play a little more earlier in the season with the injuries to Seeley and to Tino. Inbounds pass comes left wing to Kierkegaard. Trying to post up Kitten. They'll skip it over to Seeley. Seeley up to Asher. And that's Trey, as we said, in there now. Fisher out between the circles to Kierkegaard, trying to spread it out and find a way to get the ball to Kitten. 1:20 to go, third quarter. Here's a three, Kierkegaard left corner. Good. Seth Kierkegaard hits the three, 50-30. A 11-0 run in less than 2 minutes. And St. Cecilia in total control. Matt Masker up front, lost it, then tried to throw it and threw it out of bounds. How things can change, and Kearney Catholic will use a timeout. Checking in is Blaine Boyd, but it's going to be too late. 101 to go, third quarter, 50-30. St. Cecilia has exploded here over the last 2 minutes. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Also to Randy Aarons, the athletic director here at St. Cecilia. Always good to be at Chapman Gymnasium, where St. Cecilia is positioned themselves for a doubleheader sweep today, winning the girls' game 52-50, and now on an 11-0 run to take a 50-30 lead here in the boys' game with a minute to go in the third over Kearney Catholic. Stars have went to a zone. They played man. They've been in a zone. Poked away Tyler Mestel. Run down, though, by Dayton Seeley. St. Cecilia almost looks like they're content to run the last minute off the clock. They're trying to go four quarters. Mestel pokes it away again, but out of bounds. He's at the top of the 1-3-1. Zach Jackson's at the bottom. Williams, Holtmeyer, and Matt Masker are the other three in. Inbounds pass to Kierkegaard. 35 seconds. Back out to center circle. Coach Kevin Asher instructing them to not shoot. And then a foul on Mestel again, trying to steal the basketball. Just trying to make something happen. Tyler Mestel with his fourth foul. 15 foul. Cam Moore will come in for Mestel with 24 seconds, and Brooks Asher will come in for St. Cecilia. Blaine Boyd will check out. Also, Zach Kitten for Kierkegaard. St. Cecilia trying to set up their best lineup here for what would be the last shot of the third quarter. Leading at 50-30, they're on an 11-0 run. Trey Asher over to Fisher. Hunter off the screen. Dribbles to the right side of the key, 15 seconds. Back out to Brooks Asher, guarded by Jackson. They open the lane up for him. Brooks with 10. High post, jump pass in the corner to brother Trey. Drives the baseline, puts the shot up, and a blocking foul called on Kearney Catholic as they had the baseline secured. 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and two free throws coming up for Trey Asher. His chance to get in the scorebook here. The foul was on Brady Holtmeyer. And the free throw is up and in. 51-30. And with 5 seconds left, more subs here. Tino and Schmidt in defensively. Kearney Catholic hoping they can get at least a good look at a shot, let alone make one here by the end of the quarter. Second free throw, Trey Asher, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Masker. 5 seconds to go. Up to Zach Jackson. A 30-footer at the horn. Off the front of the rim. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. But that 11-0 run in a 90-second span is the difference in this afternoon's game. St. Cecilia 51, Kearney Catholic 30. We head to the fourth next on Classic Hits.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney. Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Kearney Catholic had cut it to 9 at 39-30, and a 12-0 run, actually, to end the quarter. 51-30, and it's not over yet because St. Cecilia will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading it by 21. Brooks Asher in the right corner, lobs it into Boyd. They double him. He'll lower the shoulder and walk with the basketball while he was trying to make room. That's just the second turnover of the half and seventh of the game for the Blue Hawks. Kearney Catholic has 9. Stars are led by Zach Jackson with 8 points. And for St. Cecilia, Brooks Asher has 17 and Derek Boyd has 14. 51-30, St. Cecilia on their way to a 13-0 record. Nathan Williams has it out on the right side of the key for the Stars. Up top to Harrison Pierce. Pierce, crossover, pull-up three. Comes up off the front of the iron short. Stars are 3 of 10 from outside. Bryce James with a defensive offensive rebound. St. Cecilia's 4 of 12, by the way, from three-point land. Hitting their last two from Brooks Asher. Cam Moore trying to back his way in on Kitten and find some space and scores. Cam Moore now with 5 points. 51-32. That breaks the 12-0 run by St. Cecilia. Stars trying to put some pressure on. St. Cecilia just throws over the top of it to Kierkegaard. Over to Kitten. Boyd's been open down there for a while. Kierkegaard for three. It's off the heel, and the rebound brought down by Cam Moore. First board for Cam. Up the floor to Bryce James. Top Williams. He'll drive in. Left hand. Foul. Shot off the glass too high. And by too high, it almost went over the backboard. He'll get two free throws. It's on Seth Kierkegaard, his third. And so for Nathan Williams, a chance to shoot two. He's 1 of 2 at the line, hit a three-pointer back in the second quarter of play. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We'll have all the final stats for you, coach interviews, and get you on for your Saturday night. Second free throw up and in by Williams. We got a late start today for the girls' game. Plus, they had Parents' Day. The basketball was done. It's just we started about 20 minutes late, and that's where we're at here as Nathan Williams commits the foul on Kitten. He wrapped him up really good to make sure that he wasn't going to score and then goes over to grab him so he doesn't fall down. Zach Kitten, no points in the second half after a dominating first half. 9 points, 5 rebounds in that first half of play. And as we heard Coach Asher telling his kids in the huddle, they haven't been getting the ball inside. Free throw up and good. Double digits now for Kitten. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks overall in the game. First point of the fourth quarter for the Hawks. And a second turnover, or second free throw for Kitten. On the way, and it's good. So Kitten hits them both, and it's 53-34. Into the front court with it is going to be Mestel. To Masker on the right wing, up to Matt Masker. John and Matt are both in there. Matt gets trapped, ball knocked away. Kearney Catholic turns the basketball over. Try to trap right back, but Brooks Asher gets it in his hands. Stop and a timeout will be called here by St. Cecilia. They got him to use, so why not save the possession? 6:19 to go in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score, St. Cecilia 53, Kearney Catholic 34.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we are back here at Chapman Gymnasium with the score 53-34 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. They went on a 12-0 run to end the third quarter and put this one away. Derek Boyd has it in the paint, draws four players, kicks it out to Brooks Asher. He passes up the open three, so you can tell they're trying to discipline it here and do some things to get it inside to Boyd. On the block right side, powers it up with the right hand and scores. 16 for Derek Boyd. 55-34, Blue Hawks. Holtmeyer, he's been quiet offensively here. Gives it off to Matt Masker, dribbles into the paint. Cut off there by Boyd, back to Holtmeyer. Free throw line jumper. Boyd blocks the shot and takes it away. Stars wanted a foul. They may have been right. Fast break the other way. Kitten missed the layup, punches it away. Now it is going to be grabbed by Kierkegaard out front. A three in the corner. Brooks Asher rains another one in, and he's got 20 points on his fourth three of the game, 58-34. St. Cecilia dominating now here over the last 10 minutes. With it is Masker. Back over to Mestel. Mestel on the block. They get it to Holtmeyer, trying to make some room on Boyd. Used his dribble up already. Bounce pass into the paint to Hoosman, who has checked in. To Mestel, overload to the left side. St. Cecilia keeping that defensive intensity, and you can hear the bench players applauding down here. Hoosman's going to take a 17-footer. Off the rim, no good. Brooks Asher with his fifth rebound. Long outlet pass into the front court, knocked out of Kierkegaard's hands. Normally you'd say, how long do you leave the starters in here for St. Cecilia? But only one game next week, and then it's into the conference tournament, so it's not like they need rest. We are down to 4:50 to go in the game, 58-34 St. Cecilia. It was 34-22 at half. St. Cecilia ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it up top, get it to Schmidt. He wanted to throw it to Kitten, but threw it behind him, a little miscommunication. Eighth turnover for the Hawks. And St. Cecilia will back off, play half-court defense. Harrison Pierce will push it up here for the green and gold of Kearney Catholic. They'll be back to 500 at 7-7. St. Cecilia will be 13-0. On the block, Messel trying to back in on Kitten. Up and under, Kitten holds his ground. Kitten gets his third block, and up the floor they come with it. Kierkegaard trying to go coast-to-coast, puts it up just a tad strong. Rebound, Schmidt back up and in. Grant Schmidt with his second bucket of the ball game. 60-34. Harrison Pierce, pick and roll, tipped away, grabbed on the back corner by Mestel to Moore. Back to Mestel. He'll try a three. Tyler got one. First bucket of the ball game for Tyler Mestel, and it's 60-37. St. Cecilia walks it up here against a little zone pressure, but they handled easily. Kierkegaard to the middle. Schmidt knocked away from behind by Moore. Players on the floor. Eventually, they'll have to blow their whistles, and they will for a jump ball, the arrow pointing the way of Kearney Catholic. Again, don't forget Kearney High, currently in action at Grand Island on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM tonight, it's Tri-City Storm Hockey, 7 o'clock faceoff in Bloomington, and then tomorrow afternoon at 3. Plus tomorrow afternoon, the NFC-AFC Championship games on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. The Packers at the Seahawks at 2:05. The Colts at the Patriots at 5:40. 3:40 remains here. Harrison Pierce off a couple of picks to Bryce James. Gets open for a three. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound run down by Cam Moore. Moore drives, puts it up, and it won't go, but he'll draw the foul. It looked like that was going to drop for him and decided it didn't want to. It'll save it for a better day. Dayton Seeley, his fourth personal foul. And at the line to shoot two, Cam Moore. He's one of three, has 5 points, couple of boards in today's game. And the free throw is up and too strong. Second free throw now for Moore with 3.5 remaining in the game. He'll put it up and too strong. Rebound grabbed by Seth Kierkegaard, his third, to Brooks Asher. Asher into the front court. Good strong pass to Seeley, to Kierkegaard, down to the baseline, Kitten. Back in there is Hunter Fisher. Fisher trying to post up, but Kitten dribbles it out top. Won't be much longer that the starters are in there. We're down to 3:10. Over to Seeley. Dayton looking in, but nowhere to go. Asher with the back screen. They get it to Brooks. He pops out in the left wing. 3 minutes to go, 60-37, St. Cecilia. It was 39-30. That's as close as the Stars got in the second half. Now Asher for three more. He's got it. Brooks Asher, his fifth three. He's hit four of his last five. He's got 23 game-high points. And it really makes the score look a lot more lopsided. And now a steal out top by Kierkegaard. He'll go in for the uncontested layup. The Stars are out of gas, and a timeout will be called here by St. Cecilia so they can sub in. 2:33 remains in our ball game. The timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Hastings, St. Cecilia, 65, Kearney Catholic, 37.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back,
see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, out of the timeout, both teams have went deep into their bench. Kearney Catholic has the ball. Williams tries to get it inside to Kowalski, but it is taken away. Fast break the other way. Tino blocked by Williams as he brought it into the rack. Pick back up, shot no good. And then a rebound grab by Blaine Boyd, and he will be fouled on the floor for St. Cecilia. Fisher, Blaine Boyd, Tino, Dayton Seeley, and Trey Asher. Foul was on John Hoosman of Kearney Catholic. And Blaine Boyd will put the first of two free throws up. Well, they call it a one-and-one, I guess, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by John Bach. Bach, Kowalski, Hoosman, Williams, and Braxton Bellamy are on the floor for Kearney Catholic. 2 minutes and change. Williams to throw the three up. It is no good. Trying to grab the rebound, Kowalski. It goes off of him and out of bounds. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is coming up. Final stats, coaches' interviews. 65-37, St. Cecilia. They have turned the tables here in the last 10 minutes, and a foul on Bellamy going for the steal. First on Braxton. Ninth team foul. 1-1 here for Trey Asher, who made a free throw back in the third quarter. Again, Kearney Catholic fell behind 20-9, and St. Cecilia didn't get a whole bunch of points there in the second quarter. Got a couple buckets toward the end to go up 34-22. And then St. Cecilia's lead was cut from 15 down to 9 at 39-30. They scored 12 in a row and have not looked back. Asher's free throw is up and in. Trey will get the bonus. 66-37. Second free throw. On the way and no good. Rebound by Bellamy. Kearney Catholic has been held to 15 points total in the second half. Bellamy will bring it to the right wing, all the way to the baseline. It's the cutter, Hoosman. Nice pass. Hoosman scoops it up and in. Nice play by the second team of the Kearney Catholic Stars. And it is 66-39. 1:15 to go. Long pass to break the press. Fisher down low. Shot up no good. Then rebounded and put back up and in by Braden Poppy, who has checked in. Looked like he got fouled pretty good the first time, but able to grab the rebound and score anyway. 68-39. Williams in the paint. Nathan knocked out of his hands, and then he commits a foul trying to get it back. And that means two free throws as we trot to the other end. St. Cecilia with an opportunity to get their season high in points, which was 72 against Sandy Creek on the opening game of the 2015 portion of the season. And at the line, Trey Asher again. He'll shoot two, and the first one is no good. Coming in for St. Cecilia, Grant Farmer. The freshman, he and Trey and Blaine Boyd are all freshmen. Blaine at 6'3". Hastings does have some height here. Second free throw by the freshman, Trey Asher, is up, and it is in. 69-39, and now Austin Esch will come in for the Hawks. And also coming in is going to be Miles Furman and Jack Thompson. In the last 57 seconds of the game, Kearney Catholic will have it to John Bach. Bach will bring it across the timeline. Over on the wing to Williams. Back up top, Bellamy. Thinking about a long shot, and starts to dribble. Gives it off to Kowalski. Brock drives, puts up the one-hand runner from the right wing. No good. Rebound, grabbed by St. Cecilia. Coming out of there with it is Grant Farmer. 35 seconds to go. Austin Esch over to Furman. Furman between the circles. He's another freshman that suited up for varsity today. On the left wing to Farmer again. 20 seconds to go. Somebody trying to get a shot, getting the scorebook. Thompson, Jack, looked inside. It's packed in. We're down to 12 seconds to go. Grant Farmer left wing. Dumps it into the corner. Ball knocked away. St. Cecilia turns it over. Kearney Catholic with 6 seconds. Williams, not knowing how much time is left, gives it to Bellamy. He'll take a 26-footer. It doesn't get there, and that's the end of the basketball game. St. Cecilia ends the game on a 30-9 run to win it 69-39 over Kearney Catholic. And we'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Specials this week, a 2013 Impala, $15,975, or a 2011 Sonata for $13,975. Colorado and South Street in Hastings and kirshnersautocorner.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia, where it is time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. St. Cecilia, a great afternoon for them, a good day to pick Parents Day as they sweep Kearney Catholic 52-50 in the girls' game and 69-39 here in the boys' game. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Stars on the boys' side. Nobody got into double digits. They did have eight players score. Bryce James, two rebounds. Tyler Mestel hit 1 3-point bucket for his total. He had four rebounds. Matt Masker had a rebound. Zach Jackson had a team-high 8 points and a rebound. Brady Holtmeyer, 5 points. John Bach, a rebound. John Masker, 5 points, two rebounds. Harrison Pierce, 5 points, two rebounds. Braxton Bellamy, a rebound. Cam Moore, 5 points, all in the second half. He had two rebounds. Nathan Williams, 6 points, a rebound, and two block shots. And John Hoosman had 2 points. Seven rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 12 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, 6 in the second half. The stats aren't that bad for Kearney Catholic. The only thing that's too low is the point total tonight. 22 in the first half, 17 in the second half. The Stars finish with 39 points, 17 rebounds. 11 out of 19 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 13 turnovers. Kearney Catholic falls to 7-7 on the season. And for the Stars, they will be back in action hosting Donovan Trumbull Tuesday. Then Boys Town comes in next Saturday afternoon. The girls will play Wayne, and then the boys will play Boys Town. It's scheduled for 3 and 6, the varsity games, next Saturday. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for St. Cecilia right after this on the New West postgame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back in the New West post-game show, let's take a look now at the final numbers for Hastings St. Cecilia. They had seven players score. Trey Asher hit three free throws for his 3 points. Dayton Seeley, one rebound. Grant Schmidt, 4 points and five rebounds. Alex Tino, a rebound. Grant Farmer had a rebound. Derek Boyd, 16 points, five rebounds, two blocks. Brooks Asher with a game-high 23 points. He hit five threes. He had five rebounds. Zach Kitten, 11 points, a game-high, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Seth Kierkegaard, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Blaine Boyd had a rebound, and Brandon Poppy, 2 points and a rebound. 18 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, 6 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half. All those makes coming from Brooks Asher. Turnovers, 5 in each half. St. Cecilia had 34 points in the first half, 35 in the second half, and the Blue Hawks finished with 69 points, 31 rebounds, 10 out of 20 at the free throw line, 6 of 15 from three-point land, 5 block shots, 10 turnovers, and the Hawks remain undefeated, 13-0, number one in Class C2, as they pull away big in the second half for a 69-39 win over Kearney Catholic. One game before the conference tournament, that's in David City against Aquinas, who entered today at 7-4. That is next Friday night. We'll be back and get a chance to chat with the coaches right after this on the New West postgame show.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, where our boys' final has went to St. Cecilia, 69-39, and we're joined by head coach Kevin Asher. And, Coach, congratulations. I said what had made your team, in my eyes, one of the reasons so dangerous is that at any point you could hit a little spurt. You were going to get 8 quick. Well, it was 39-30. You called timeout, and we hardly had a chance to breathe, and you scored 11 points in 90 seconds, and that put all doubt away right there.
Well, and I think, you know, it goes back to discipline. I think we got a little sporadic there in the first part of the third quarter, and Kearney Catholic did a nice job of finishing some shots they missed, and then we were coming down here, got a layup, missed it, you know, had a drive inside, a tough post up, missed it, and took a quick three. You know, kids got to realize if you're going to get any separation, you've got to be disciplined and get the ball to the shooter and the inside paint guys. And I thought we did a good job of just running a little more offense. It seemed like we were just a little bit quick. We were having success at times, one passing score or foul, but that'll bite you. I mean, if you go through that throughout the game, you got to make that defense and wear them down a little bit and make sure you get a shot out of the rhythm of your offense. And I thought the next three possessions we dug in on defense and did our job on offense.
It sounded like the possessions you just talked about is exactly what Kearney Catholic did while you were making your run. But you called that timeout, and I could hear a little bit about what you said, because you do tend to raise your voice from time to time. You said, we went 5 minutes without getting Kit in the basketball. But you didn't get Kit in the basketball during that stretch. They ran it. They looked. Brooks hit the big three. So your kids still know when they've got the right look.
Yeah, they do. And Brooks has got definitely the green light, and you hate to never take it out of a shooter's hands. When they got rhythm and flow, they know when to shoot the basketball. And that ball, I just knew that we had to pass the ball a little bit better and get some more motion out of our offense. And when we say get Kitten the ball, we really want him to get a touch. I mean, he's awfully tough to handle. Him and Boyd inside just do an excellent job for us. We didn't get at that possession, but our kids are smart enough to know that, hey, Brooks can hit that corner three or whatever it is on that shot. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of times we say stuff as coaches, and we're just trying to drive a point home that the paint's going to be where the game is won, and the kids still have to go out and play, and that's what I like about this group is they've got a high IQ.
Well, sometimes teams just don't match up well, and there's no doubt that Kearney Catholic tried, but even their tallest guy is not the guy defending your post players. You just had bigger kids. They're good. There's no doubt about it. Sure. And that's what got you out to a good first quarter lead.
Yeah, and, you know, size is big in all levels. And right now Kearney Catholic makes it so dangerous because of the fact that your kids have to guard so well and so disciplined on their end. We needed to be disciplined in offense, but I thought our discipline in the game – all except for maybe a little bit in the second quarter, and that may be coming to fatigue playing that third game in 3 days. And we got out a little bit out of discipline, and we didn't close out correctly, or we forgot a tendencies left or right, and he'd drive it and dish. That was going to keep them in the game if we weren't going to stay in our stance long enough. And our kids took it to heart to probably play as good a half again as of defense as we could, of just contesting and not giving them any second shots. And you're right, the size does make a big difference.
We've talked a couple of times when we talked with you on the Doug and Daddy show earlier this season. You were talking about getting some kids back, missing some kids. Now you've got a few games under your belt with your full complement. How has it changed what you're doing here over the last five games?
Well, it gives us a little scoring off the bench. I know some kids, you know, Dayton Seeley, I feel terrible for the kid because he had a great first weekend, blows out his ankle, and he's still not 100%. He knows that. But if we leave him on the bench, and we got on such a good run there in that eight-game stretch or six-game stretch that he missed, we start a taller defensive lineup. Then we can bring Tino and him off the bench, and they're more offensive-minded as well as good defenders. We go a little bit smaller then, so it gives other teams something to think about how they're going to match us. And it's just, you know, we've got a lot of options. The balance is the key to this team. I mean, we don't have to have that one guy get 20 ever. I think we can go, you know, four guys in double figures again tonight, it looks like, and usually that's where we're about at, and that's really hard to guard. And so, you know, give the kids credit that when we started the year, we were a little thin on some depth, but we've had some young kids really play well too.
Kevin Asher for a last minute here as St. Cecilia wins at 69-39. You'll have that stretch in February that we talked about with Adams Central, Central Catholic, and BDS, who all have outstanding records. Aquinas is a tough matchup there. Then it's into the conference tournament, which is always a teeth grinder, and you may see one or two of these teams again. Where do you have to get better to continue to win these ball games?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is we've got to share, not selfishly, but we've got to really get better ball movement on offense. I mean, whether we're getting played man-to-man or zone, I think our offense is scoring points, 69 and 68 the last couple times out, but I still think we can get better there. And we've got to continue to just be, you know, nails on defense. That's the way you play it in our conference. We're going to see some excellent teams that are also getting a lot better. Everybody in our conference, I think, has gotten better since the first week. I mean, we caught Scotus and Newman early, but I honestly think they are about as good as they can be in C1 right now. You know, getting better a little bit with ball movement and, you know, the old free throw stripe. I wish I had a
10 for 20.
A jug there of medicine to put through us. But we just we struggle there at times, and I don't know what it is. We've tried a little bit of everything, but we got to get better there.
You just got to go look and see if they're measured right here at home at least.
Isn't that the truth? You know, we'll blame that on the athletic director.
No doubt. Don't scout tonight. Take some time off.
I'm going to take the night off. Yeah, we're going to take the night off and watch a little football and have a good weekend. But I appreciate you coming out, Doug.
Kevin, congrats. Keep up the good work, man.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Kevin Asher, Hastings St. Cecilia. They win at 69-39. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Back on the New West postgame show, joined by Kearney Catholic coach Scott Carlin. Usually, I can get a read on most of the coaches. This was a difficult one because you guys battled in the first half and cut it to 39-30, and then St. Cecilia went on the run to end the third quarter of play, and in a rarity, and I'll get your opinion, it looked like the kids knew it was over. They always battle, but it just seemed like a different fourth quarter. The life had been sucked out of them because they had tried so hard to come in. When you play a number one team, you want to be the first to get them. And is that accurate at all?
You know, I think we switched some things. We kind of asked the guys at the fourth quarter, okay, do we want to play kind of how we had been? And, you know, maybe we keep it there. You know, maybe it dwindles down to 12 to 15, but you're assuring yourself you probably don't have a chance to win. Or do you say we're going to go out and gamble, full court press, nonstop, and, yeah, they might extend the lead, but that's your only chance you have to come back in the game. And to our kids' credits, you know, they said we want to try to battle, we want to come back. And I thought for about four and a half minutes, we at least sprinted, we did those things. They hit some shots, you know, they did some things. We didn't rebound sometimes on when we forced the bad shot. That was frustrating. But – and then the last 3.5 minutes, it was kind of the different story. And that was extremely, extremely frustrating.
You sub a lot, and you want to keep that rotation. With your subbing, and you've done it all year, are you doing it to keep them fresh? Are you doing it to get everybody playing time because they're even? How are you through 14 games now with your subbing?
Bench will be shortened. Plain and simple, I tried to save some guys' legs for a stretch run here because after you lose about two games in C1 before Christmas, you're out of the wild card picture essentially. So we kind of tried to save some guys' legs, but the bench is going to have to be shortened because plain and simple, we're not getting it done with doing this. So I got to reevaluate. I got to do a better job of putting us in position to have guys succeed, and that might mean we go to that 7-8 type guys.
What were the things that you did like tonight? Because sometimes when you play a number one team, there's not a whole lot of things that you're going to take out of it to work on and be positive when you attack practice on Monday.
You know, I thought for stretches of times, we did a very good job of cutting and moving and keeping them guessing where we were going to be offensively. And then during those stretches, it seems like, especially when we were able to cut the lead, we rebounded the ball extremely well. And then there was other stretches where, gosh, they could have just thrown the ball up, and I don't know if we had a guy that touched one. So that was something that we got to focus on better. And I don't know, without looking at it, I felt like we did a decent job for the most part. Here and there we had stretches where we didn't take care of it. But I thought for long stretches of the time, we seemed to take care of the ball okay. And then at times, you know, we got bunched up so they could rip the ball away, being a little stronger than our guys. But I would guess we were under 15 turnovers. So, you know, and it's not like St. Cecilia was playing back. They were up in the passing lines. I mean, they're a physical team. They're number one in the state for a reason. For C2, they might be one of the best teams in C1 or B as well. So we did a good job of taking care of the ball for the most part. We just got to be more consistent on things.
Scott Carlin with us for our last minute here. I mentioned it with Kevin. Sometimes matchups, they're just not good. They're a taller. You can't coach height. You had your guys battle what you tried to put on Boyd and Kitten. But they were just good physical post players down low and knew how to handle it even with good defense on them.
Yeah, you know, one thing that was kind of frustrating is we tried to front, and then our guys, they lobbed it because we didn't have help side a few times. So then our post players who we were trying to front to limit them their touches become hesitant to want to go around, and then they're able to get the ball into them. So it's kind of that twofold, what do you do? You know, if your help side's not there, the post player saying, that's not me, I got to have help, which he's right, and then he gets gun-shy to go around because he's not trusting quite as much.
Well, as always, the season continues, and you get to go home now for a while. You have a four-game homestand. You're not going to play anybody that's top 10, but you're going to play teams, at least a couple, three of these four teams, McCook, Gibbon, Boys Town, Donovan, Trumbull. That's reverse of how it actually goes, but that are going to try and play that defensive style of basketball. But, again, at home, winnable games. What does it take to put together a little winning streak again for you guys?
We got to forget about today. I mean, mindsets, you could tell down in the locker room, our mindset wasn't great, so we got to have a short turnaround and have guys come in and forget about today. Since we can't dwell on the past. There's nothing we can do about anything from this point behind us. We got to learn from it, admit our mistakes, and then move on. And that's what we're going to have to do. And if we do that and we play our style of basketball that we did for, I think, the third quarter, especially till about the final 2 minutes, was one stretch in the second quarter, really, after we spotted them. You know, we were even with one of the top teams in the state. So that's encouraging. We got to do that for four quarters consistently. And if we do that, we'll put together a nice little win streak.
All right. Donovan Trumbull rolls in on Tuesday and then Boys Town on Saturday. Scott, let's go get a couple wins.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, buddy. Scott Carlin, head coach at Kearney Catholic. We'll wrap things up from Hastings right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
And that's going to wrap things up here from Chapman Gymnasium. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Outstanding girls game, as good as you're going to see all year. St. Cecilia defeats undefeated Kearney Catholic 52-50. Claire Hamburger with 16. Chandra Farmer with 14. Lucy Skoke, 12 rebounds and a couple blocks and a great defensive effort. The stars, as always, were balanced. Kylie Teal with 9. Maddie Squires with 9. Caitlin Long with 8. And then in the boys' game, after it was 39-30, midway through the third, St. Cecilia closed it on a 30-9 run and won it 69-39 behind the 23 of Brooks Asher, 16 from Derek Boyd, and that'll wrap things up. We'll be back with you on Tuesday. Don't forget, Hastings College swept today by nationally ranked Morningside, 60-46 in the women, 87-74 in the men. The Kearney girls lead Grand Island 37-20 as the fourth quarter has just begun on ESPN 1460 and 1550. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dittus saying thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Truck for truck, nobody beats Plum Creek Motors when it comes to price, selection, and value.
Nobody has the selection.